Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Get Close. I'm your co-host, Gio.
And I'm Bart. You know how I'm like, I mean, you don't have this problem because you're literally with one of the sexiest guys on the planet.
You're talking about yourself?
Yes, yes.
What makes you sexy?
Okay.
The dry, are you ready?
No, are you ready? Because I'm so glad you asked that question.
God damn it.
Are you ready?
I guess.
So, if you are a connoisseur of fine quality goods.
Okay.
Do this as slow as possible. Literally, like, scan from here and go all the way down.
Okay.
And the slower you go, the more pleasure you'll experience. So go ahead.
It looks like you have a vagina. Okay. Now what happens?
And then that feeling that's inside.
Yeah, I almost threw up a little bit.
No, trust me, you didn't.
Wait, why am I going to trust you about what my body just did?
Because I'm a doctor.
Fine. What were you gonna say? Why are you sexy?
I'm just sexy because I'm sexy. But anyways, what I wanted to ask you is, obviously I'm a very weird person, right? I'm like really quirky. I got dry feet. I got flat feet. I got really bad vision. I needed braces.
I have eczema
on my balls. I have like ADHD. Like I'm all fucked up. But somehow
you literally just described how you're not sexy and proved my point.
Yes.
Awesome.
So I'm the most unsexiest man alive.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute.
And somehow you're able to find it in your heart to.
Oh, to Jesus.
Like.
Give you a chance? Give you a try?
No, to let me like jizz in your mouth.
Oh my God.
So what I wanted to ask you.
Oh no.
So what I wanted to ask is like,
How did you just fuck me so hard?
I didn't. You fucking did.
You fucking genius.
What? No, but how?
How did you just fuck me over?
How did I fuck you over?
I was trying to go in on how you're not sexy.
Okay.
Then your unsexy ass gave that to me.
Yeah.
And then you fucking took it all away, this false fucking victory by going, I have this. This is how bad I suck. And I'm like, yep.
And you still lick my balls.
And you still lick my asshole. And I'm like, ah, oh, fucking demolished.
Maybe that's the sexiest quality of me. It's the intangible.
Anyway, so what are you asking? Like, what did I saw in you?
No, because I think like, you know, I think quite a few people think you're attractive, right?
I think so.
That's what they tell me.
They tell you?
Yeah. And
who's talking all this shit?
No, they're saying good things about you, right?
They're saying that. I know, it always makes me feel weird, but yeah.
Yeah, people, you know. And so I wanted to ask you, on a guy's end, I'm not the stereotypical sexy guy. And even if they saw you at the bar, right, like a sexy, elegant Gio, and I'll admit, you know, I concur with them. And if they see you like,
I guess I agree.
If they see a sexy Gio at the bar and then they go pair her with who you think looks right here at this bar, they'll probably scan. They'll probably see me and pass right over me. Right. And then go like, oh, you know, like they might look at like some handsome dude over there. Some like, I don't know, Ryan Gosling looking guy over there.
Really? You think I should be paired up with the Ryan Gosling guy?
Paul Walker looking dude over there.
Really?
Idris Elba gut looking guy over there. You know, like they might go like, you know, going like that. And but obviously you're not with any of them or anyone even close to them.
Yeah, I've had ugly boyfriends.
Yeah. So I want to know, like, what are some of the nastiest qualities that you can overlook?
Everything.
Because that's really, wow. Because that's interesting.
Well, I don't know. I take that back because that's not true.
Or what about this? What's nasty to the general public that you're like, maybe you don't care? And what's nasty to you that you actually do care?
Okay, so nasty to the general public, I think is, well, the U.S. public. Like the American public, right?
Yeah, because or whatever public you care about.
Yeah, so I only know American shit, okay. Right? Because if I were to go to like China or something else, it's a different world, different standard, right?
Yeah,
because
like in some like, countries, like K-pop is the epitome of like masculinity.
Not even that, but like let's say I go to like somewhere like Japan, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know, I sit, I don't know, like I'm just like really loud. Now I'm like this obnoxious, unattractive person, right?
Yeah.
So that's all I mean.
Oh, I see.
So what most people find unattractive is like, so we even have a picture on Instagram where like your foot is on my face, mm-hmm. right? But for me, I'm like, whatever, right? Like, I think a lot of personal hygiene things you don't give a fuck about. Like, you're constantly like digging your finger in your fucking nose. You're like outwardly gross.
And you don't care about that.
I mean, clearly, right? Like, I'm not like trying to force
you. But you also will like fucking complain about it all day.
Yeah, but honestly, like, honestly, for me to force you to change, is, do you feel that? Other than the farts.
I mean, I do feel like you're constantly exercising your right as a woman and you're complaining nonstop.
Just shut the fuck up. Answer the fucking question.
So I do feel that complaining, like a V8 fucking diesel yeah, truck.
Yeah, but I said that's serious.
Constant black smoke coming out. Yes, but does it really matter? Not really.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I really don't care. Like, I'm trying to bicker about some shit. It's probably, I'm like, I don't know.
So you know I have this fungal feet infection and you don't even care I put it on your face?
Yeah,
like I have
well,
these,
I mean,
I have like these
gonna...
three toenails that are like literally like yellow and four times thicker than the other two toenails, and it itches from time to time, and the skin's even peeling. That's crazy bones. And you don't even care, and you'll suck on them if I told you to.
I'm not gonna fucking suck on it. Fuck off. I'm not sucking on shit.
You said when you get horny enough, I can make you do anything.
Not that. Not that. No, and you haven't exercised your right. You haven't hit that yet.
So what makes you so, like...
overlooky?
No, like Chinese with your appetite. You know how Chinese people eat fucking anything, you know? Like, I think the typical, like the typical American palate, right? You go to, like, a Marie Callender's or, like, a Denny's. It's, like, everything's nicely shaped.
Did you just fucking say Marie Callender's? Yeah. And Denny's? That's, yeah. like, the worst. That's, like, fucking, that's American Chinese
yeah,
level.
Yeah, but that's, like, standard, right? And okay. then you see, like, okay, cool, sausage links or a chicken breast, right? It's, like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, cool, it's appetizing.
It doesn't have claws on
but
it.
But when you hear Chinese people get together, it's, like, are we going to get chicken feet tonight?
Yeah, the black fungus.
And it's, like, what the fuck? You go to a Chinese restaurant and what a whole family, it's, like, a plate of fucking snails come out. You're, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then so I think my outwardly appearance is kind of, like, very... disgusting, and you're still cool with that. What makes you so cool with that?
Okay, all right. So you're not disgusting. Your outwardly appearance really isn't that disgusting, right? Like, we know disgusting. Like, there's fucking, not like personally, no, but we've seen it where there's dudes, even females, and we know some of these females that have like fucking, their hygiene's just fucking gross. Like, their oily hair, like, they fucking, you could tell they don't brush their teeth because they got like the fucking buildup on their teeth. Like, that's disgusting. Like, that is just bleh, right?
I mean, I've seen you like use dry shampoo for like 14 days straight.
Yeah, but I'm still like, dry shampoo. I'm like,
are you ever gonna, are you gonna wash
straight.
Your hair ever?
Fuck off. Why are you trying to throw me at this fucking bus? Who are you
I'm like,
looking
damn,
at?
Maybe I'm the one that can overcome a lot, you know?
Do I smell? Is that what you're saying? Do I
no,
smell?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I come smell? Out the shower, right? I come out the shower and I'm like, hmm. Yeah, I feel like I'm in like a, you know, like a nice little Irish Spring commercial. And I see your ass like, clean. I'm like, you sure about that?
It's just my hair, dude. And it's so processed. It's just my hair. What are you trying to say? Are you trying to hint? Like, do I smell? Do I smell?
No.
I smell. Do I smell?
I'm not going to say anything. But the question's for you because you're the model, right? So you're the model that likes disgusting guys. And like, what is it that... like, how come you don't care about disgustingness?
So I don't know if I either know or care about what I look like, right? Like, I don't think I've ever, one, considered myself, like, model or whatever, right?
Well,
like,
you've been casted for American Top Model.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's, I mean, you're model-esque. You're in yeah, that realm, but, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think
and you turned
I...
it down. So it's like, it's... it's people going, oh, shit, dude, you got a voice. You should be in this R&B group. And then it's the person that's going, I don't really want to. But you yeah. got that caliber, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So they casted you. You got the caliber. And then you're the one that like, I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, I don't think it's that important. Like, I don't. So like, and it's funny because I've dated attractive guys, right? Not that you're not one of them. But, and I know you really don't even give a fuck. But, I don't know if I care about that, right? Like, I don't know if I'm measuring what, like, I one, assume the outwardly world thinks about me, mm-hmm. and then my own standard of the of how beautiful I think I am. Like, I don't think I consider that when I'm picking someone to date.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, like, it could be, like, a Ryan Gosling or a fucking Jason Momoa, right? But let's say they don't have confidence. They can't speak up. They're fucking dumb. They're very unathletic, uncoordinated people. Like, they have no talent. Like, you know what I mean? Like, then that to me is so unattractive that I'm like, ugh.
So, all the things you just named...
Yeah.
They're invisible, right?
Yeah, they're...
And you have to get to know someone.
Yeah.
To know if they have or don't have those things.
Yeah.
So doesn't that mean for you, the only way to see if someone qualifies for what you want, you have to date them and get to know them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, whenever I've dated or gone on dates, I've never done like blind dates. Because I can't get to know that, right?
Yeah.
And then I don't want to get stuck with the fucking weirdo or just someone I just don't gel with.
Yeah.
So I've never done that. I've only met people or guys. The only guys I've ever dated are guys that are doing the same hobbies that I'm doing or living the same lifestyle that I'm living. And then we're forced to interact. Or maybe not forced, but we're just put in a position where it's easy to interact with each other. That already tells me a lot, right? Like, I have never, like, really hit it off with someone, like, at a club, right? Because I'm like, one, I don't go clubbing. And if I do go clubbing, it's just not my type of place to meet people. Like, I just like deep conversations or connections with people, or with guys, I should say, not people, but guys. So, yeah, like, anyone I've ever dated, it was because it was either through work, whether we work together, or it was like I see them all the time at my job place. Mainly school, like anything, like I said, hobby, lifestyle, like if I'm living that path, then it needs to align to where I'm already going.
What up, guys? This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. If you haven't heard already, it's smooth sack summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you're scaped from your pubes to the bum. And ain't that the truth? It's freaking hot as hell out here in Vegas. And when I'm sweating my ass off and all of my sweat goes down to my pubes, like when they're there, it soaks it all up and then it feels nasty and wet. And then I don't even want to talk about the smell, which is why I shave regularly. So it stays nice and cool down there and there's not a bunch of hair that collects all the sweat and creates a wet spot down there. And the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything you need to prepare that summer bod. Inside this package, you'll find a lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, which I do use because sometimes I'm getting old and I got the old Asian man hairs popping out. And they got their crop preserver, ball deodorant, pretty much everything that you need to make sure it's nice and fresh down there. And I love the lawnmower 4.0 trimmer because it features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. So like I could just go ahead and go in the shower and I can go rather quickly, and which is why it's so easy to maintain my hygiene. And not to mention, it's also waterproof. So whether you're doing it at the beach, the lake, or in the shower, which is when I do it, it's so easy because you just shave in the shower and all the hair goes right down the drain and it's perfect. It's just part of my routine now. So easy to do. Not to mention, it also makes it look bigger. And now that I'm getting more lean, everything just looks way more streamlined and I look presentable. Get 20% off your plus free shipping with the code GETCLOSE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code GETCLOSE at manscaped.com. It's smooth sack summer, boys. Get on board or get left behind. So technically, you've never, I guess, had anything like kick off in like a pickup environment. Whether at the beach, the club, whatever, but just like, you know, like some people, they're like, oh yeah, I met him at the whatever. And it was like, it was our first interaction and one thing led to another. 10 dates in, we're like, oh cool, this is really cool. Like for you, like those kind of like more like pickup environments would just like, you wouldn't even be able to get to know people the way you would want to get to know them.
At that point, that person would need to jump through hoops to make it happen again. Yeah, because for me, I was so focused on my goals that I'm like, I'm not even ready to like get into something serious. Like even though I was always in a serious relationship, because I'm just so nitpicky about like who I want to spend my time with, that I was just so focused on where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do, that like, if you are going down that path, cool. But if not, then I'm not even looking for it. Like, I was never really boy crazy either.
I see. That was really tough for me. Cause like, I think I was like you in early college. And I think, you know, like, outside of, like, in high school, you pretty much date within, like, whoever's in your high school or your city, right?
Yeah.
And when you get into college, especially if you go to, like, a four-year, you're exposed to the world almost.
Yeah.
Like, you got people from the East Coast here, from NorCal and SoCal. Like, I went to UCLA.
You had foreign exchange students?
Yeah, foreign exchange students. Like, UCLA is a giant campus. I think undergrad alone, there's, like, 40, 50,000 people.
God, nice.
And then you have graduate school there too, so you got people that are getting an MBA, you got people getting a law degree, you know, MD, doctor, whatever, all that stuff. So the campus is huge.
Yeah.
And who knows who you're gonna meet? I mean, I've even seen like Barry Bonds walking around. I've seen David Beckham drive down the street. It's just a big, like, worldly place,
was
right?
Like, what was it like seeing Barry Bonds? Were you like, holy fuck, that is a fucking behemoth of a man?
Well, I always thought baseball players were pussies. Right, because they're the only people.
But that... Barry Bonds at his peak when he was fucking on roids, dude.
Yeah,
but, he was not a pussy looking kind of dude.
I know, but if you play sports and you wear pants, I have to laugh at you.
What other sports wear pants? Football player? You talk shit about football
players?
They
don't wear pants.
What do you call those fucking quarter
capris?
What? They're pants, dude.
They're tights. They're not pants. They don't wear a belt and have a fly and a zipper.
Baseball players don't wear a belt.
They have a belt. Are you not paying attention to their trousers?
No, I'm probably looking at their ass. I'm
See?
Not looking at their ass.
Isn't that weird?
What?
I'm like, if you can wear pants and still play this sport, this sport's pussy. Come on, let's just admit it. Let's just get it off the table. Let's just admit what kind of sport this is.
Fine, I don't know.
There's two people literally in the world that wear pants and play sports.
Who?
One.
Golfers?
No. Oh, yeah, them. Like, come on. Three of them then. Right? Baseball players.
Oh my God, you're talking so much.
Golfers?
Shit. Yeah.
And horse jockeys.
Oh my God.
Those three are like in their own thing. I don't even know why they're on ESPN. Like,
what would they be
poker
on?
Is more stressful than those three sports.
Stop it.
Okay. So, because of that, I was like, I never gave baseball players no respect.
But?
And then I was running at Drake Stadium, which is the student accessible stadium at UCLA. Doing my sprints, you know, trying to get my
sexy
on. What the
fuck is it? What do you mean student accessible? Why did you have to throw that in there? Because there's like private ones and you wanted to.
Yeah. Because UCLA is huge. It's great facilities. They got like team
only. Is this fucking sponsored by UCLA? What the fuck?
Shout out to my alumni who calls me literally every year asking for money.
How much have you given?
None. So they have Drake Stadium, right?
Yeah.
And I'm running. And then I run. I go, oh, shit. That's Barry Bonds.
How did you even know? Because you don't even watch baseball.
That's my thing. I just recognize people, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that like, I just like, remember we're at a collaboration a few years ago? And I was like, oh, that's the shit pushed in guy from training day, right? And then it was like, get your shit pushed in, bro. Like that guy. And I was like, that's him. I just recognize people. That's my eyes tell me, like, they just do their job. So I saw Barry Bonds. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's Barry Bonds. So I walked up to him. I'm like, hey, sir, are you Barry Bonds? He goes, yes, I am. I'm like, can I shake your hand? He goes, sure. I shook his hand, and it literally felt like I was shaking.
Fucking baseball mitt?
It was like I was shaking like a tomahawk steak.
Oh, shit.
It was fucking big and strong.
How tall is he?
I think like 6'4".
Because you're like 5'6", right?
No, 5'5".
Okay.
So he's like 6". No, he's 6'4".
Yeah, he's
and if I had to guesstimate,
man.
If I had to guesstimate,
300 pounds,
probably 300, to be honest. And probably when he's in season, he's in shape, probably like a buff 270.
Fuck.
Like, he's a big motherfucker. And
did
I was
you,
like,
were you like looking up?
Yeah, I was like, holy shit.
God damn.
This guy is fucking huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about Barry Bonds?
I have no idea. But anyways, what I was saying is, when I was in college, right, you know, like, you always hear of people, or even all the movies and whatever, it's like you see people running into each other at the bar, at frat or sorority houses or clubs or whatever, and you see people dating. And then so, like, I'm like, oh, I need to, like, put myself out there and talk to people. That's how I felt. Like, that's the only way I was going to be able to like date and talk to chicks. Cause when I live my lifestyle, there's literally no chicks in my lifestyle.
And what was your lifestyle?
So I was pre-med. And in, it, when you go to the science part of the campus, it's already like, man, and there's probably 10% chicks in every class, right? 90% dudes. So that's already low. And then I've been like a morning worker outer. And when I go train in the morning, it's literally like there's already less people and there might be one or two chicks in there. And then I'm in the military at the time. And there's
no chicks.
Literally like zero chicks. And if there is one chick, like there's like 70 dudes on the waiting list trying to talk to her, you know? So like I was just like, oh, fuck. Like I want to meet someone that we have the same lifestyle. Or like, you know, and then in your mind, I think like the younger you are, the more tropey your what you imagine life to be. Right. So you think like, oh, cool. If I'm going to be a cop, I'm going to marry the school teacher. Right. You think like very trope like.
Yeah. 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 Or if like, I, like if you're the jockey, you have to have like a cheerleader.
Exactly.
Some shit.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, oh, cool. If I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to marry another doctor or another nurse or maybe someone that is like, I don't know, has a PhD in some sort of science, some sort of other graduate degree person.
Yeah.
Like you just think like, oh, very trope life. That's how it works.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And but I was like, damn, how do these people like even meet or whatever?
Right.
So it was really hard for me to meet people in my lifestyle. And I also didn't feel like I was equipped with the skills to even talk to chicks like cold call style that you see in the movies. Because in high school, I just finished gangbanging. So, like, I'm like, I'm an expert at talking to dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
If I need to intimidate a motherfucker, I'm an expert.
Yeah.
But, like, talking to chicks, I'm like, oh, shit.
So you're nervous?
Like, I'll get nervous. And then, or even, like, if I go to a party, a house party, I see each other, oh, man, she's cute. I'm like, I don't even know what. I don't even know how to spark something up. Do I do the fucking... The movie
hey, come
thing
here often
or like the movie thing. Yeah. Like, you know, you go, oh, you're shit. There at the punch bowl or you're there grabbing two Coronas. Like, oh, you like Corona too, huh?
You know? Yeah. That shit would fucking annoy me.
Right. Cause you like, and I know
I'd be like,
cause at the clubs I would see dudes do the exact movie shit.
Yeah.
And then I look at them and I'm like, man, this movie shit don't even work. Cause yeah. I would see some dude literally get rejected.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that was the line I was going to use. So I'm going to just stay here and turn red, you know?
Yeah. Fuck. I don't know. So like, I was just really lucky that I was a business major because like, that's where it's popping.
Yeah, it
right?
is.
Like
yeah.
the business
and the humanities.
Yeah. That's fucking all sorts of hot people.
That's where all the finest chicks were. You know what I'm saying?
As me.
Even at UCLA, fuck. They have a term for that.
What is it?
So they have like North Campus people, South Campus people. I was South Campus.
Oh, bummer.
These kind of guys.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got it.
Pocket protector.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got it. Damn, I don't know. I just guess, well, one, I'm a fucking chick, so I don't have to consider any of that shit, right?
Yeah.
So fuck. I how did you even do it? Were you just like, fuck, I'm just gonna... I don't know. What did you do?
So like the way that I am is, you know how like when you grab a balloon, like just stuck down.
There's there air in the balloon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like, some parts will like pop out or some yeah, parts,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
So like.
Fucking already love this analogy.
Really? Why?
Fucking a balloon is already sticking out of your
yeah.
fingers.
Like.
Like where is your head?
So when I get like, feel like I'm pressured and crushed, I rely on whatever like strength pops out. Right, so I get, I'm like, fuck, I don't know how to talk to any of these chicks, and I want to talk to some chicks or do something. I'm, how am I gonna get married? I'm fucking, all of a sudden, I'm like, my
you
mom
start wearing women's clothes and you start fucking putting on an accent.
No. But my parents, I'm like, my parents are gonna expect me to get married. Like Asian parents expect you to go to college and get married right away somehow, even though they don't want you to date in high school, right? That's the trope too. So I'm fucking squeeze the balloon and then boink, like that. So a thing popped out, and that little thing was stop being a little bitch, motherfucker. So
yeah,
I was like,
true.
Fuck, stop being a little fucking bitch. I'm like, all right, then that means I'm going to just jump fucking feet first straight into dive into the water without even knowing how deep it is. So I would literally do that. Like, so my 6 a.m., 7 a.m. gym sessions, chick on the treadmill, walk up. Hey, how's it going? And then each time I try to prolong the conversation. Like, literally, like, hey, how's it going? Oh, like, are you how long are you on the treadmill for?
Oh, and, so you play the long game.
No. I would just try different things on different chicks.
Oh.
And then some chicks would shut me down, and I just, my fucking ears get all hot. I just go, oh, fuck, that was really bad. And I would just keep trying.
So you would, your line opener was like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. And I'm like, or I would try, like, to say something funny if I could, but I'm so fucking nervous, I can't even say anything funny.
What? How are you nervous? Give me something that you're, like, trying to think of, and then you get nervous.
Well, you, like, put me in the mindset of someone that's, like, 22, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm, like, all of a sudden, like, I'm from my little city to the world. And then in the world, like, there's, like, chicks that look like straight-up models that I have never seen in my town, right? They're just, like, on a different level. Or you see, like, chicks that you're, like, oh, shit. I think, like, there's this one chick in one of my acting classes. She was extremely pretty, and she's on the competitive cheerleading team of the school. So you have that too, like the celebrity of the school, right? And then UCLA is a D1 school. Mm-hmm. So when you have the celebrity of the school, they're real. Like Russell Westbrook was in my class. Like Shit. He's playing basketball. You know, so when he's at your school, he's not the school star. He's the real star later on.
So that
chick that was in my class, I don't know. She might have gone on to the Olympics or some shit like that. So there's that. So like you go, oh, whoa, I've never met this caliber of person, you know?
Hot.
Yeah. Or even that someone like Michael, like it'd be normal to have Michael Phelps come in with his duffel and just drop. Like he's not Michael Phelps, but Michael Phelps caliber. Come in, just drop his duffel. And you're like, oh, fuck, this guy just finished training and he's going to represent our country in the Olympics. Like God, that, that's the caliber. And now you're like,
all right, what's my opener?
Exactly. You know, exactly. But I think with me,
because, hey, come here often.
So yeah, the cheerleader chick, I would talk to her and I'll try to make her laugh and I'll try to be kind of like I think it was easier for me to make the class laugh. Then it kind of breaks everyone's guard with who I am.
Yeah.
And then it's easier to start a conversation.
Yeah.
And
how
then,
far did that go?
Not far, because I finally had a boyfriend, obviously. Always.
You got a wood with her boyfriend?
We found out she has a boyfriend.
Oh, who's we?
I don't even know why I said we. It sounded like it was me.
There's a whole fucking gaggle of maybe, you guys fucking trying to hit on her all at once.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Like, you're doing it wrong, bro.
Yeah, maybe it was my college, my high school, and my junior high self all found out she had a boyfriend. Fuck.
Okay.
You know, so it would be, so I found
they
out.
Usually do.
So I found out that was like one method, and that was like more like.
Natural to me.
Because like, okay, cool. People kind of know who Bard is.
Yeah.
Right. Versus like me just going straight up talk. Like I've been to the school library and then like I'll see a chick. I'm like, oh, she's pretty cute. And then obviously I'm not trying to be the thirst monger and just hit up every chick that I think is cute.
Yeah.
So I always try to put like, oh, there's might be like two or three things that put together that like, oh, she might be pretty cool. So I saw a chick that from her books looked like she was in law school. So I would just go, hey, like, are you in law, pre-law? And then she would talk. Most people are pretty polite. And then I'm just trying to like.
Immediately the girl's going like, oh, God.
I know. I'm going to try to like draw a connection. And I'm like, oh.
It's so hard for you guys.
I'm like, cool. I guess I'm going to see over there. You know?
That was it?
That's it. Like that. There's just like, and because also obviously she's older too. I'm undergrad. She's graduate school. But I was just trying to like, not even, the goal wasn't even to like, I want to connect with her. It was more so, how can I exercise this muscle of mine? Because I'm being such a little bitch.
Did it get easier though? Like the more you exercised it, like the quicker you were to be like, okay, she's cute. Let me just see what's up. Or I never got that. You never, wow. No. I can imagine it being really hard.
Yeah.
I think I've only hit on one guy.
Really?
That I can remember at least. It was in college, and I had seen him multiple times in that same spot because I had my own spot where I'm like, I just want to be alone. And he was there, and I'm like, man, he's actually really attractive, and he's not paying attention to me. I'm very interested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I didn't know anything about him. I didn't know anything about him. It was just based on looks. And, I mean, you can kind of start, like, creating some type of read based on how they dress, how if they carry a backpack or books or, like, you know,
yeah, right? Like their story, yeah.
Yeah, so like he was always a white tee, like regular denim and like some skater shoe type of guy, like black hair. And I'm like, man, he's like really cool and he doesn't pay attention to me. Like, wow. And he was really attractive. So I remember one time I like walked up to him and I sat down next to him and I was like, hey, like I always see you just like waiting here like all the time. Like, I'm like, what do you do here? And then we just started talking. But it's different, right? Because I'm a girl.
When the girl starts the conversation,
it's, God, you're like,
damn, it's like it's winning rare, the lottery, right? Yeah.
But for me, I was trying to work him. Like I was using my game on him because I'm just like, which is stupid because I'm like, I don't even think I needed game now that I'm older.
When you're a girl,
yeah,
you can literally just go, do you want my number?
Yeah.
And boom, it's done.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't want to assume either, right? Like,
no, you don't. I'm just telling you, that's how the world works. Like, oh. Just like how, like, there's gravity. It's like that. You yeah. literally go, you want my number? And then that's it. It's done.
You're Sir Newton Kwan.
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, but I'm like, I need to stand out. Like, I need to make my mark here. And, like, I want to already jump into some deep. It's so stupid. But I was just like, so it was something that, like, what did you learn today?
With that fucking cool. RBF? With the fucking I don't give a fuck attitude? So what?
Well, I don't have an RB.
What you learned today?
No, huh? I don't have an RBF when I'm trying to work. You know? Like, I'm definitely much softer. The yeah. RBF comes because I don't want people to fucking talk to me.
Then why'd you fucking, like, flinch at him?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know.
What do you say? What do you say to that?
Oh, then we just started talking, of course.
Oh, of course.
And then I found out he was just kind of weird. So I was like, okay, cool.
Oh, the conversation wasn't flowing?
He was really sweet, really kind and stuff. But, like, he was a little too soft for me.
What did you want? Someone to, like, fucking bite back a little bit?
No, not, like, rude or something. But it was just, like, his demeanor was more on, like, an emotional, like, poem type of guy. Like, listens to, why is your eye twitching? Are you all right?
No, it just sounds like the dream boat.
Not for me. I'm with your fucking barbarian ass. You know, like, I like barbarians.
I don't know if you made a mistake with me or not, but I'm just describing
the
average girl's dream boat. Like, a handsome
guy. He was a dream boat. He probably carried
poetry. What the fuck?
I know. He probably carried a guitar in that, like, those few days that I saw him. He just didn't bring his guitar. And I'm just not a guitar playing in public type of girl that's attracted to that. Like, I just don't, like, that to me is just not my type of guy.
Okay.
Like, if you look like you bring a guitar to fucking school just to casually play it, like, cringe for me. Like, I'm not attracted to that. Okay. And once we started talking, I'm like, ooh, you write poems, huh? And you probably, like, we'll probably cry together a lot. I'm like, yeah, that's not it. But that was, like, my only time that I was just like, all right, let me shoot my shot real quick.
Yeah. You're weird.
I know. I mean, duh. This is why we're together. And I think
who are you attracted to? The guy that's like carrying a fucking ladder around? Oh.
Every time I go to Home Depot, I'm like, fuck yeah. Ooh, is he smelly? Ooh.
You're at school and you're not even looking at the student. You're just looking at the repairs people. Damn, that maintenance guy is hot.
I like a capable man. You know what
Damn,
I mean?
Damn, you see how many keys are on his waist?
Oh, shit. I know. Fucking jingle them to my heart, baby.
There is a one time you actually met her. The girl that I started from scratch.
Yeah.
That was able to take it to almost like a semi-relationship.
How did you start that from scratch?
So, you know, for me.
And she was hot. So, she was very attractive.
So, thank you. For me.
I would say she was more attractive than me, like by far.
Thank you.
Thank you for not agreeing.
So for me,
you stay on the bed tonight.
You know how like I was trying to exercise that muscle, right?
Yeah.
So I'm always trying to like put myself out there. I was like, okay, cool. Like my typical schedule doesn't allow for me to interact with
them hot bitches.
With even fucking chicks in general.
Yeah.
It's just a horrible, like no one's training at 5 or 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I'm the weirdo that's like running 2 laps around the school. I'm trying to get promoted in the Marine Corps. No one's doing that shit. Ain't nobody fucking going to the library on Friday night because everyone's going out partying. Like my schedule was just fucking anti-puss. And I was like, but well, what can I do? But I still want to like meet people that I feel like I have common ground rather than just going to
right.
the bar and it's like, who knows?
Super cold.
Who knows where they're from, I'm from. Like it's just, yeah, that to me was like just kind of like throwing darts blindfolded, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'll just step a little bit outside of my realm. I'll just start getting involved in school things like school clubs.
Smart.
Organizations.
Smart.
I even auditioned for school plays just to see if I can get in and like do just, I'm just throwing myself out there.
Smart. And this was, okay, wait. So this was inspired
All by the pussy. Puss. By the puss.
That is amazing. Yeah.
This is all puss driven.
Oh my God. It wasn't even to like expand your own personal horizons. It was just because I want to get laid.
My own horizons were too expanded already. Yeah, my own, they're too expanded.
That is fucking hilarious.
Because when you're in pre-med, you're fucking overwhelmed.
I'll give it to you, man. That was really smart.
Fine, thank you.
Very smart move.
Like, I'm already, like, trying to volunteer, like, 50 to 100 hours every quarter.
Yeah. I mean, you had your eye on the prize.
And I was in the Marine Corps. Like, come on.
Yeah. Your horizons are spread.
So, but I was like, you know what? I also want to be productive. So, I'm going to do things that I could still put on my application or whatever when I try to go to med school, because I was in the mindset of going to med school.
Right.
So I found a club that was associated with my major. So my major is psychobiology. Mm-hmm. And then I found like a list of clubs, and one of them was kind of like a peer counseling, like mental health type of club. And I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. I always like to talk to people. And then I always felt like
like to talk to people?
Yeah, personal, intimately.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, like meeting people at a random bar, not really. Mm-hmm. But like if it was like a small setting, hey, this is my buddy Frank, we do whatever. I'm like, oh, should you race cars? That's awesome. You know, like I like intimate settings. And then I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's pretty cool. Like I felt like at a young age, I already had quite a few life experience. Like not many people that were at UCLA probably used to be past gangbangers.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'd love to like involve myself. So I remember I went to the first like club meeting, and then I was like, oh, thank God. It's finally fucking 50-50, like dudes to chicks. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then inside
You scoping? And you were like, okay, cool. There's hot bitches.
Kind of like semi-scoping. Like scoping first at the club's cool. Do I want to be involved in this?
But you were scoping specifically for the caliber of the female.
Well, together.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I want to make sure the club's cool, because I don't want to be in a whack-ass club just for hot chicks. Then I'm a fucking thirst
loser.
Freak.
Yeah, true. Okay.
And then, so it's like both, right?
Okay, cool.
And then, so in my class, I was, like, looking around, and I'm like, oh, that chick's pretty cute. And then, I was like, oh, that chick's pretty cute, too. I'm like, cool, this class is cool. It's cute enough. And then also, like there was like two or three past alumni that came back, and they're just explaining of like how much this club meant to them and all that.
Oh, very cool.
I'm like, oh, this is really cool. There's like a lot of involvement, not just in the school, but also the people from the past, and they've also gone on to far
all
places.
All right, bro, stop pitching this bullshit.
Okay.
Because it's like you didn't even give a fuck.
I did. I really did.
Okay, fine.
And then so, cool. And then so the first meeting, nothing really happened. And then the second meeting, you know, a lot of people always go to the first meetings to see what it's about, and then literally probably shrink like 60%.
Oh my God.
Some people are like, oh, that's not for me.
60%.
Yeah, because people's college schedules are packed, right? So if you have like a Tuesday night, whatever meeting, they're balancing that with, is that worth it?
Yeah.
You know, or do I need to be in the chess club, or do I got to be whatever, right? So it shrinks a lot. It went from probably like 60 people down to like 30 people or 40 people like that. And she was still in it. I was like, oh, this is cool. And then I would slowly, like, if there was a time-lapse machine, you'd probably see me here. And then over the next couple of meetings, go, like, try to get closer.
Dang, you waited that long?
Well, it just wasn't a time to interact, you know?
I see.
And then what also made me attracted to her is that she came in fast and left fast. I'm like, oh, she's fucking busy. There's some shit she's trying to do. And then so, and one of the times since I got close enough, I was able to start cracking jokes and, like, you know, kind of do my thing, and I think people started seeing me as like the fun goofy guy. And then so I think one of the times where we're supposed to leave and everyone's leaving, I was asking where she's going, and then I don't even remember if I was going in the right direction, but I just said I was going that direction too.
Nice.
And then so we just started going together, and then I actually forgot if I was actually going in that direction, but I made it a theme now that after every
That's
meeting, we're
funny.
Going there.
I wish, I hope it we that you were. I hope your class is on the other side.
I walk up to wherever,
and then
right after,
up,
I fucking
like,
go, oh, fucking book it back. You know?
Oh my God, you guys have to go through fucking hoops,
so
man.
Much. So finally, we're able to go like that. And then, you know, then it comes personal talk. And then what I found out, like, her apartment, it was like two blocks away from my apartment.
Nice.
And then we ended up like trading numbers, and then from numbers we would talk on the phone here and there, and then so it actually was like from cold call to interaction to hanging out.
Yeah.
And that was, I don't know, out of like maybe hundreds of tries, maybe.
Damn. Damn, that's rough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, this is, I was like, I don't know how anybody does this shit unless you look fucking handsome as fuck, you know?
Yeah, yeah. If you look handsome as fuck, you don't have to try at all. You yeah. have all the bitches on your snitches. Because
at the same time, James Franco was going to UCLA, and I would be at
James Franco, what movie?
Oh, at that time. Or
was
time,
he not movie yet?
Oh, no. He was already moved. He was a made actor before he went to UCLA.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What was he? What movie at that time?
Spider-Man? He could have been Spider-Man, Annapolis, maybe Pineapple Express.
Oh, wow. Pineapple Express made him a fucking...
Yeah, maybe... Yeah, he's been in a ton.
Okay.
Yeah, he was pretty much like, he was enough where you go, that's James Franco.
Okay.
Right? Everyone on campus, oh shit, James Franco. And there's a Starbucks right outside of campus. And when he's studying, it's literally fucking like 10 chicks surrounding him. And I was
poor
just like,
God.
I'm like, damn. So when you are either handsome or you're high caliber, you don't got to do what I do.
That's rough.
You know?
Yeah, no, for me, yeah, it was never about a physical thing. Like, obviously, right, there has to be some sort of physical attraction. But as soon as they open their mouth or I see their capabilities and it's not aligned to what I'm attracted to, which is super high confidence, very capable, smart, depth, then the appearance doesn't matter. Yeah, so if they don't have a lot of those qualities, I'm just like, and goal-oriented, then I'm like, it ain't happening, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's cute. You just like me, like nostalgizing. I was like, it's actually really ironic that chick that I was talking to, I used to text you for advice. You remember?
Yeah.
Because that was her where like, because I think since we've been friends for so long and we've been on the same page.
Yeah. This was the second girl I saw you with.
Yeah. This was like one of the
third girl.
This was one of the first times where I was like, I don't even remember the conversation, but I was like really nervous. And I was like, oh, shit, we're about to hang out for the first time and we're going to go to the beach. And I was like, I think what I'm going to do, remember Miguel Mix? Like, he was really big, right? I was like, I think I'm going to burn a CD that's like a Miguel Mix Cascade mix. And I'll bump it in the car and roll down the windows and just feel the air of like
PCH. Yeah, I was like, that's so tight.
Driving to PCH. I was like, what do you think? And you're like, oh, that she's going to fucking love it. That's awesome. The
I was
vibes
like,
are going to be good.
I would have done the same shit.
Yeah, the vibes would be so good.
Fuck yeah.
And then I was like, all right, cool. Because PCH and my car was stick at the time. So I'm like, hell yeah. So,
I pictured it. The Miguel fucking mix.
Yeah.
Nighttime, the fucking moon on the water. And then the fucking nice ass water, the beautiful ass drive. Cool, brisk air. I was like, oh my God, this is perfect.
Yeah. And then, so I remember getting in the car, about to drive. And once I hit like some open ways, I was like, I made the CD, check this out. And I was like, this is Cascade and Miguel Mix. And her white ass was like, Cascada? I'm like, I don't know who the fuck Cascada is. I'm like, no, it's Cascade. And then later on, I went to go hear some Cascada. It's like some fucking weird, like experimental shit. Like, I don't
know. It's not experimental, but it's definitely not Cascade.
It's definitely not worth listening to.
Yes.
So I put.
I only know that because that's when we were burning music at those years.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I would
try to
get Cascade, but this one's with a C.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, what the fuck is this fucking bullshit? It's like the pop version of like Deep House. It was weird. And it's this chick singing.
It sounded like fucking, I don't know, fucking
fine.
Weird shit. So I play it. And then I believe the first song on the Miguel Mix like album, it's really dope actually. I'm driving, I roll down the windows, and I immediately see her go.
Oh, okay.
And then no, it's like cold, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's
yeah.
Cold.
I get
like,
it.
And it's all like,
oh, what did you think? I thought that she got turned on.
Oh, no, I don't know.
She got the chills because it was so fucking sexy.
Yeah, I don't know. So she's like, it's like cold and shit, and then her hair is fucking blowing all over the place, like all over her mouth. It's like, and then I'm like driving, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, sounds dope, right? She's like, yeah.
Can
so
we put
dope.
The windows up?
Yeah, can we put the windows up? And I'm like, fuck. And then just the whole time,
were you
I'm
thinking,
like,
were you like, fucking dumbass, Gio?
Yeah, I was like, fucking bitch, Gio.
Really?
Fucking
really?
No. Oh, I was just okay, like, okay, damn okay. It, this isn't the moment I was like trying to create.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, God damn it. It didn't work.
It would have worked on me.
I know, that's cute.
That's fucking cute. Well, yeah. Thanks for sharing that story, dude.
Yeah, that
was
cute.
I'm glad we ended up where we ended up. It's super cute. And
it was funny. It's just fucking flying around. She's like this, fucking just. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, how do they do in the movies? Because in the movies, when the wind's blowing, even if they're in a convertible, it's flowing perfectly in a direction, you know?
Yeah, how the fuck do they do that?
But then for her, it's like.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you said she was like wearing a hoodie and then she ended up like closing it or some shit.
Oh, I don't remember. It could have been. Maybe she was cold. I think she was also trying to be polite.
Yeah.
So I think she knew I was trying to set it up. So I think she wasn't trying to be like, it's cold. Can you like turn down the music and roll up the windows and turn on the heater and like ruin the vibe, you know? So I think she was trying to enjoy herself too.
That's funny.
Yeah. So
that's
it was like
funny. No. So like, yeah. So if they didn't have like these core qualities that I was really into, which now that I'm listing this shit out is fucking really difficult to find, right? Because I want sense of humor. Obviously, I want sense of humor. I want major fucking confidence. I want super heavy goal driven. I want very grounded in family. I want super righteous thoughts like I'm the fucking man and this is not what men do. Like I want a gentleman. Like my standards were fucking high.
But what's cool is the stuff that you care about is also the stuff that matters.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it has like a it's long-term ROI type shit.
Absolutely.
Right. Versus like, oh, hot dude that does whatever. Yeah. It's like, how does that pay off when you're 30, 40, 50, 60, right?
Yeah. I don't think I was thinking long term like that, but yeah. I just knew the type of person I was where I'm like, I know I'm quality people. Like, I know I'm a quality ass chick and I would pride myself on like, not everyone gets the chance to date me, you know? So more than, oh my God, I'm so hot. Like, ooh, whatever. Like, I didn't pay attention to that. It was more so like, I'm a fucking strong female. I'm very independent. I handle my shit. Like, I take care of myself. I mean, I'm repeating myself here, but, and I'm like, how am I not going to get with someone that matches that? You know? So everyone else around, like the other, the guys that I had immediate access to, I'm just like, nah, like, it's just not worth my time.
That was so hard for me because I felt like I had a lot of that to offer. Like, I really, like, you know, starting in college, I've already been very independent and almost free of social and peer pressures, right? Hey, we're going to go clubbing tonight. There's going to be hot chicks there. What do you want to do? And I'm like, no, I got to train tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sleep at 10. Yeah. Right. And so that becomes the butt of the joke from my college days all the way till now. It's because I'm so goal focused, right?
Yeah.
And then everything, it's almost as if I'm living like a grandpa, but very disciplined grandpa and doing my thing. And so I'm like, I feel like I have a lot to offer and I'm not getting shit faced every day. And I like, I care about like my mental, like fitness, physical fitness, my career fitness, like performance in all aspects of me that I think make me actually real important.
Yeah.
But the problem is I'm like, how do I get,
how do you show that?
Yeah. How do I show that?
It? Yeah.
You know, there's this huge gap that I'm trying to close.
Yeah.
Cause then if you're also the guy that goes up to like chicks and you go, hey, like I'm very career driven. And I care, and I really care about taking care of my body, and I want to take care of my future wife. They're like, get the fuck away, you creep.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously because you were in your 20s and you're trying to make something happen, right? But a lot of quality females are looking. I mean, even I shouldn't even say it's like a male female thing. Honestly, it's people will notice, right? If you're taking care of your fitness, you can tell. If you're taking care of your career fitness, you can tell. Right? There's so many things that words aren't necessary.
So let's rewind myself back to the library, right?
Yeah.
Where there's that chick that was like studying like law or something.
Yeah.
How do I present myself in a way where I feel like our values match?
I mean, that's when the long game has to now come
into play. So it always has to be long game if you're trying to,
if like, you're not already super fucking hot or like the James Franco already established, I think so.
Yeah, because right?
Like,
chick,
you have to put yourself in the vicinity.
I feel
to
like
know.
James Franco fucking walks by, her panties are on the floor.
Of course, right? Because he's already established it. He doesn't need to say shit. Because,
and I walk by and it goes back up.
Because you already know what it takes to get to that caliber or to get to that level in life, right? Like, it took a lot of fucking hard work. Like, yeah. This like you're walking down the street and you just get discovered and now you're a movie star. Like, that's never been a real thing.
Yeah.
That's never been real.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Even if you're like a hot ass person or like, do you want a model? Like, okay, that does happen and it still happens. But it's like for you to be a fucking well-known model like a Giselle or like a, I don't know any more model names, but you fucking have to work hard.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the type of work is comparable. You gotta comparable. Take pictures
in the snow, pretend like it's summer.
Right. I was about to say that shit. Like, you can't say it's comparable to certain things, but.
But it's fucking hard, though. Modeling is hard. That. Yeah.
Yeah, the modeling itself is really hard. Like, maintaining your body, like, as you age. Like, there's just a lot of things that go into it, right? Because yeah. it's your job, it's a profession. And if you care about it and you have pride in it, of course, you want it to be top quality.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should be hiring, like, nutritionists, coach, blah, blah, blahs, right? But yeah, if you're doing the long game, either your short game has to be really good where it's like very captivating. Those one, ow, I'm cramping. We just trained. Ah.
Oh, muscle cramps?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I don't know. I've never had that. What was I saying?
That your long game versus short game?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're short game, like if you are like those pickup line guys yeah. where like they can get to it really, really quickly or add the right amount of pressure to like make a girl go, ooh, or whatever, then solid, you're good. But if you don't have the short game strength, then you gotta fucking play the long game, because the right people are paying attention to what it is that they want, you know. Like, I was my ear was always open to like conversations or how they reacted with certain things, or how they're like, how the guy's talking about like a female, or how the guy's talking about a frustration. Like, I was always listening to like every conversation. Like, I would hear something I didn't like and I'm like, oh, okay, cool, out, you're off the roster. And it wasn't even directed to me. Like, you see. Just see how they behave just out in the wild, you know. And I think that's why when like you and I became a thing, it was so easy because I was even observing you, not even like in a romantic way, but I would just see like when all the homies were like, damn, look at that chick or whatever, you were never that guy. And like, and it wasn't like you were trying to impress me, because we didn't even, I mean, we were like homies, you know?
Yeah.
It was just you being Bart that I was like, oh, wow, very interesting. But just left it at that. So once we became a thing, I already was so like well aware of who you were as just a man that I'm like, sick.
Sick dude.
You're a sick dude. So that's why you can be as gross as you want, because I'm like, okay, whatever. It's so superficial. Like, that's not even the quality that I care for, right? Like, in a perfect world, would I want you to not have fungus feet? Yeah, but is it like, does it make me love you less? Even that yeah is not even like a big yeah. It's so stupid, right? Because it's, youth is a fleeting thing. Like, yeah. It's, we're all getting old.
I actually think it's a cool story because I got in the Marine Corps. From yeah, keepy boots on all day
I
long.
I mean, you could fix it, dude. There's fucking medication.
I've tried a lot. Lotions, fucking
no, ointments. Like actual prescription. Like, oh, you see a foot doctor, a fucking podiatrist. Isn't your cousin one?
I'm going to ask him when he graduates.
Isn't he a pedo?
Yeah, I guess he's a pedo.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Pedo. They probably don't like that. Probably podi. Podi? I don't know.
Podis?
I don't know.
We're not pedos. We're podis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fucking talk to him and get that shit fixed. But then I know you're just not going to have that story.
Yeah. You know, so yeah, ironically, matter. Too, I really got deep into that club, and I ended up becoming vice president of that club.
Damn, what a stud.
Pretty cool, huh?
Super cool. You went in for the puss-puss, and you came out a fucking
VP. I actually really enjoyed it, and that club was pretty cool. And then, I ended up becoming vice president of the club.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What a stud. I'm dating the vice president.
There wasn't even a vice president.
You know what? That? They made the position just for you?
Yeah.
Why not president?
So there's
you just
already,
weren't good, but just not that
you had
good?
To be in for a certain amount of time. And then so they already nominated a president. Like, she's like this really like type A personality, like Korean chick. So you already knew, like, everyone knew she's probably gonna be president because she's like so on lock and all that stuff. And I think senior year she was like really spread thin. And then so she's like, fuck, I need someone. So they did like a board meeting to open wow. a second position.
Yeah.
And then in the second position, she nominated me.
Pretty damn, cool, huh? Are you yeah. trying to make my panties wet?
Cuny.
That's hot.
That's cuny. And then so I ended up being like the vice president of it.
Big cuny guy. That's yeah. pretty sick. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm impressed. And on that note, that's it, baby. We done. You scored. You had all the right qualities that I cared about, all right?
Thank you.
So this fucking... oh, she Gio's attractive or whatever. I'm like, whatever. Like, if I have a shitty attitude and I'm dumb, that shit doesn't matter. But maybe the guys are like, yeah, if you're hot, then I'll still date you.
I do want to give you a compliment. Out of all the mouths I've busted in, yours feels the best.
Fuck you. All right, I'm out of here. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next week. Bye. Bye.